Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my loves. Thank you for joining me on this episode of God's Rooted Message. Hallelujah. Where today's topic is listen, God is speaking. Hallelujah. God is speaking to us all the time, but we just have to listen to be able to hear. We have to have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And if we hear what the Spirit is saying, we are able to operate and function and move and do the things that He's calling us to do. Hallelujah. I'm just so thankful for all that God is doing and all the places that God has taken us to and the joy that He is bringing into our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just thankful that you took the time to acknowledge God, that you took the time to listen in and hear that's what the Spirit is saying to the church. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over it till it strengthens us, Father God. Use me, Father God, in a way that only you can use me, Father God. Let me decrease so you can increase. Holy Spirit, have your way. Operate through my voice, Father God. Operate through my actions, Father God. Give me the words that your children need to hear, Father God, to be able to go deeper inside of you, Father God, to be able to receive you, to be able to believe the things that you called them forth to do, Father God. Let our hearts be in alignment with you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let everything I say be pleasing unto you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let your will be done. Hallelujah. See, the thing is, we want God's will to be done in our life. We want God's will to manifest in our life. Hallelujah. And today's title is called Listen, God is Speaking. And as I was studying the word, one thing God is really showing me is that we have to really understand that we have to have our heart posture before God to hear him, because it says, blessed those with a pure heart, for they shall see God. And we want to see him in all things, and we need our heart to be pure before him so we can see him. Hallelujah. And when we are operating in the Spirit, because it said we should live in the Spirit and also walk in the Spirit, when we operate in the Spirit of God, our heart is pure, because now we're operating and functioning through his will, through the operation of his gift, through his Holy Spirit that he poured upon us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we can have understanding him, so we can be able to worship him in spirit and truth and do the works that he called us to do. See, Jesus said and spoke everything that God called him to say and speak, so he was able to do the will of the Father. Hallelujah. So I want to come out of Jeremiah today, and I just want to encourage some people that have failed backwards, or people who have backslide, or who are struggling with understanding of who God called you to be because of life issues. Because sometimes life can throw obstacles at us or situations when you're looking at the side of things, and it'll make you believe that God is not there, but he's always there. He would never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just have to not get so focused on the fight. See, one thing we need to understand, when we focus so much on the sight of things, we begin to get idols, and we begin to worship other things because we're looking at the sight of it and we're not looking at God. Because when our hearts is pure, we see God. And we walking by faith and not by sight, because we know what God has said to us. Because when you come into the Lord and say, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. See, you believe in your heart. You believe what God has shown you. And that's what gave you the strength to even step out in faith. Hallelujah. But God allows you to see him because your heart is pure, because now the Spirit is living within you. Hallelujah. And I want to go to Jeremiah. And this one, Jeremiah was correcting the children of Judah, and he was telling them what God was saying to them. Hallelujah, because they had godlessness in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And I'm going to start at Jeremiah 5, and I'm going to go to 19, then I'm going to go to Jeremiah 7. I just want to speak a couple of scriptures and say, and it shall come to pass when you shall say, why does the Lord our God all these things to us? Then shall you answer them, like as you have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall you serve strangers in the land that is not yours. See, one thing we need to understand, it says, declare this to the house of Jacob and publish it to Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, we have eyes and see not, we have ears and hear not. Fear you not me, says the Lord. Will you not tremble at my presence when you have placed the sand from the bounds of the sea by perpetual decree? that it cannot pass it, and through the waves thereof toss some themselves yet cannot prevail, though they roar, yet they not pass over it. But this people has revolting and is rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that gives rain, both the former and the latter, in his season. He reserves to us the appointed weeks of harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your good and your sins have withheld good things from you. From among my people have found wickedness men. They lay wait, and he that sets snares, they set a trap, they catch men. Hallelujah. And I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah. Jesus, it says the word. God was speaking to the children of Jerusalem. He was saying to them, that you have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land. And one thing that touched my heart, because it's really talking about our heart, is declared in our heart that we are without understanding. And they say, guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it comes the issues of life. Hallelujah. The issues of life is the life of Christ. The issues of life is the truth. It says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom get understanding. Forgive me, hallelujah, because there's so much that God has released to me. I just want to speak everything. It says get understanding. One thing we need to understand is our imagination, because in Genesis 6 and 5, it says, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination, the thoughts of his heart, was evil continually. Our imagination is the facility of action of forming new ideas or images or concepts or eternal objects not present to the sense, the ability of our mind to be creative or resourceful. Okay, what we need to understand is our imagination is our understanding. It's what our understanding is, because it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lead not unto your own understanding. And it says, the imagination. If you say in Genesis that every imagination of the thought of the heart was evil, our heart, our thoughts. That's why I say commit your works unto the Lord and the thoughts shall be established. Our heart shall be before him. That's why I say blessed is the pure heart, for they shall see God. See, when you're committing your works, the things that God called you to do, the works that he called you to do. Because Jesus said to his disciples, they say, how do we do the works that of God? And he said, the works of God is believing on him who he sent. So the works of God is believing. He said, if you believe in your heart. See, when your thoughts is in alignment with him, because it says in 2 Corinthians, let your thoughts be in obedience to Christ. Hallelujah. Because now you have the will of God. Jesus said he said and spoke only what God called him to do. He only went to places that God called him to go to. So the imagination is our understanding. That's why it says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all that getting. Get understanding. He wants you to get his thoughts. He wants you to have his thoughts. So when you commit your works, when you believe on what he called you to do, what he said to you, and the way he said it for you to do it. See, we need to get understanding, because in Jeremiah 5, it said that you serve strange gods in your land, in the things that I called you to do. So he said to them, I'm going to send you to a strange land and serve their God. See, what God wants you to understand is that you are serving people in what he promised you, the land. He said, in your land, all the lands that they got was what God had given to them. So what God has called you to believe, you cannot lean on to your own understanding. Hallelujah. You cannot lean on to your own thoughts. Hallelujah. You got to give him all your heart, because your heart, its thoughts is only evil at all times. It's trying to figure out everything. So he said, lean on to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge me. I will direct your path, because God want to direct you. That's why he wants you to commit your works unto him. What you believe in him, what he called you to say, commit your thoughts unto him, your works unto him, and your thoughts shall be established. And in Jeremiah 7:22 and 24, he was warning Judah, and he was saying to them, and I'm going to show you how I'm going to tie this up in. It says, for I spoke to you or your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning offerings and sacrifice. It's so many people that think they got to do this and that, do offering. It says, sacrifice I did not ask. He wants us to be obedient. It's better to obey than to sacrifice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He wants you to be obedient to what he is saying, calling you to do, and do what he say to do. It says, but this thing command I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk you in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. But they hearken not, nor incline their ear, but walk in the counsel of the imagination of their evil heart, and went backwards and not forward. See, what you need to understand, what we all need to understand, is that when we lean into our own understanding, we go into the imagination of our own heart, and we're not back to God, hallelujah, we will go backward and not forward, hallelujah. So now we have to get to understand it is, if I'm going backwards and doing what I wanted to do, am I going backwards because God, I think I'm going backwards, but I'm really going forward because God is showing me what to do. See, when God presents something to you, when God gives you something to believe in, when God gives you a vision and he say, make it plain and make it clear so they who see it can run with it. See, what God wants you to do is whatever he gives you to write down and make it plain so they that see it can run with it. He wants the people that you are called to be able to see it and run with it and go forth and run the race. Hallelujah. It say, though it tarry, it shall not tarry. No, it's going to take you. You got to have patience to go through it. Hallelujah. That's why you can't lean on to your own understanding. Hallelujah. You have to trust God with all your heart. It's a process of trusting him. And it says you have to obey his voice. Hallelujah. You have to stay in what he is calling you to stay in and believe what he is calling you to believe. Now, when we go to Proverbs, because he said his thoughts and his ways is higher than ours. But when we go to Proverbs 4, it says, my son, attend to my words and incline your ears to my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Let them in the midst of your heart. He said, let them not decline from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. The words that he's saying, he said, incline your ears to my saying. So what he is saying, he wants you to incline to and let them not depart from your eyes. Let them not depart from what you see. Hallelujah. Because he said, your heart is pure, you shall see God. So when you are seeing God, you are seeing what he is saying. Hallelujah. And keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them and help to all flesh. See, when you know that you are in the midst of God, they are life to you and they are help to your flesh. So everything that you are walking through, you will be able to be whole and trust God. It says, keep your heart with all diligence because out of it comes the issues of life. When you keep your heart with all diligence, out of it comes the issues of life. The issues of life that come out of you is the life of what Jesus said. Because it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Jesus said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. See, the life, the issues of life, what Jesus said he called us to have, the issues of life when we guard our heart, is his abundant life that he called you to speak, the abundant life that he called you to live, the thoughts that he called you to manifest, hallelujah. When it talks about the parable in Matthew 13, and Matthew 13 is the parable of the sower, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And when the disciples was talking to Jesus, and they was asking him, what did the parable say? And Jesus spoke to them and said, Jesus was telling them that he was breaking down the parable to them, and he was letting them know that, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. He was breaking down to the parable in Matthew 13 and verse number 12. It says, for whoever has him shall. No, he answered them and said to them, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance, but whoever has not, for him shall be taken away even that he has. Therefore speak I to you in parables, because they seeing see not, and hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Elijah, which says, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand. By seeing you shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is wax gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal him. And they should understand with their heart and then be converted. See, what I want you to understand, when Jesus was talking to Peter, when he told Peter, he said, Satan desires to sift you like wheat, but I pray that your faith fails not, and when you are converted, you go help your breathing. See, when you get to the point where you understand, see, Peter's issue was that he didn't understand. He was always in imagination of his own thoughts. He was always wanted to live out God's will the way he understood it, the way he figured out, the way he knew how to overcome things. Just like when Jesus was going to be crucified and it was God's will, it was the cup that he was called to drink out of, but we can drink out of our cup that God called us to drink out of. Peter wanted to slice the disciple ear. Peter wanted to stop Jesus from going to the cross, and Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. You
Lord. Hallelujah. Because Jesus was letting him know, now you're in your own thoughts. You're leaning into your own understanding. You're not trusting me all the way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I need you to know that you're, I need you to get the understanding that I want you to have. Hallelujah. I want you to have the imagination. It said, because in 2 Corinthians, it came, casting down any imagination that exalts itself over the knowledge of God. Knowledge of God. It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but it don't say it's the beginning of knowledge. Hallelujah. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's why I say wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all I get and get understanding. So when you have wisdom, hallelujah, that means you have fear and reverence for God. Hallelujah. And you will do what he called you to do. You will operate in what he called you to operate. He will give you the knowledge. Hallelujah. That's how in Ephesians it say, he say, I pray, and Paul was speaking, and he told them that he prayed. He says in Ephesians number 13, he says, 17, he says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. So he wanted that God to give him the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, and that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. Now that your heart is enlightened, your thoughts are enlightened, and now you are seeing him. You are seeing him in all things. The imaginations, the things that you are doing is in God's will. You're in God's way. You believe in what God calls you to believe. You are going to do what God calls you to do. You're not hesitating. You're trusting him, knowing that he will never leave you nor forsake you, knowing that he is there, knowing that you can trust the true and living God, knowing that his word never comes back void, knowing that what he said he will do, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, knowing that he is the great I am, knowing that you are approved, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, that your eyes are, your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of glory in his inheritance to the saints. So you will know what he blessed you to have, hallelujah, because now you are understanding, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So my Father was guiding me today. God has really been taking me through a process where he is teaching me. He is giving me the strength to really understand him, to understand me and him. God has been taking me through a process where he allowed me to go backwards in certain things, and I had to cry out to God, and I had to say, Lord, I want to live out your will. I say, God, I don't want to live here on this earth if I'm not doing your will. I don't want to just be here just existing. I want to do your will. I want to do what you call me to do, because I want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. I don't want to just be out here increasing and increasing if I'm not in alignment with your will. I want to do what you call me to do. What you call me to do, have me in peace, because I have your peace that surpasses all my understanding. I'm able to rest in you. I'm able to trust you. I'm able to know all things is okay. But when things start to get confusing, things start getting crazy, I know I'm leaning to my own understanding, because not imagination, my thoughts. Now I'm trying to figure everything out, and I'm trying to make a way, but I don't have to do that because I'm living in God's will. And every day having thoughts for of itself. Every day having its own results for itself. Every day is laid out, so I just have to ask God to give me my daily bread. Allow me to do what you called me to do today. Allow me to come back in alignment, hallelujah, because it says in Jeremiah 7, but these things commanded I them that obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk you in all the ways that I command you, that you may be, it may be well with you. Hallelujah. It may be well with you. He said, all the ways. It said, acknowledge me in all my ways, and I shall direct your path. We have to realize there's a lot of different ways that God is taking you to do the things that he called you to do. Hallelujah. That's why God said his ways and his thoughts is higher, hallelujah, than ours. Hallelujah. But everything he sent it forth to do, it shall do. Hallelujah. But he said, they heart and not, nor inclined their ear, but walk in the counsel of their imaginations, of their evil heart, and went backwards and not forward. So I just call you today, Father. I call you today. I encourage you, my brothers and sisters, hallelujah, to walk in the Spirit and live in the Spirit, and walk in the counsel of God by the power of the Holy Ghost, and not the imagination of your own evil heart, not to go backwards but forward, hallelujah, because he says they went backwards and not forward. See, when you want the imagination of your own evil heart, when you go in your own ways and do the things that you want to do. You go backwards and not forward. Hallelujah. I know sometimes it feels like you're going backwards and not forward, but when you just go through the process of becoming who God called you to be, it seems like you're going backwards because you never been there before. Hallelujah. But when you start doing the same things that God has brought you over and things that you have overcome, that God has took you through and delivered you from, that shows you that you're going backwards somewhere in your life. And that makes your heart, and you need to check it. God is chastising you. He is correcting you. He is rebuking you because God chastises those he loves. So I encourage you today. Heavenly Father, I just come to you asking to denounce every spirit that's taking my sisters and brothers backwards, Father God. Anybody that's operating out of the imagination of their own evil heart, Father God, touch their hearts, push their hearts right now, Father God, to come back to you, Father God, to lay before you and to trust you, to know that you will never leave them nor forsake them, Father God, to know that you are the great I am, Father God, to cry out to you and say, yes, Lord, I trust you, I believe you, Father God, that I need you, hallelujah, God is there, and that you just trust and believe, he will never leave you, nor forsake you, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. It says in Isaiah 55, we talk about his thoughts and his ways. He says that as the rain comes down from and the snow from heaven, and returns not there, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud. When God is doing something, his thoughts and his ways, he makes it bring forth. So it's bringing something. It's bringing something when you're doing, and it's budding. And it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Hallelujah. This was a revelation that the Holy Ghost gave me earlier that I just want to release. And I don't want to get excited because I just be excited when God just showed me different things. It said it gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. When Jesus was born, when Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights and the devil came and tested him, the devil came and said, turn this stone into bread. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It said, the rain from heaven, it brings forth in his blood and gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Jesus said, you can't live off of bread alone. You can't live off of what produced out of the seed, hallelujah, because it gets seed to the sower. See, when God gives you, when you come to God and you submit to his will and you submit to his ways and he gets to speaking to you and talking to you and you believe in something, you believe in the vision, he gives you a seed to sow. When you're writing it down, when you're stepping out in faith, when you commit your work to him and he establishing your thoughts, now he's giving you understanding. He's showing you how to understand. He's teaching you how to know. Because God says, those who trust in me, I know them. So God knows. And 1 Corinthians 13, this is the first scripture I preached off my first sermon. I flopped on my first sermon because I was so nervous. And they was recording me, and I was just nervous. And it was saying, I'm going to go to it because I didn't have a plan on speaking it, but it just came to my spirit. 1 Corinthians 13, it says, 1 Corinthians 13, 12, it says, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know a part, but then shall I know even as I am known. It says, now I know a part. He's saying, you look through a glass darkly. First things look dark. Then you look face to face. When you go through a process, you look through things and it look dark. Then you look face to face. Then it say, I know as I am known. See, Jesus, God already knows you. He says, you trust him. I know them who trust me. So now he's making known to you what he already knew about you. When you lean into his understanding, when you trust him with all your heart, hallelujah, because he said, those who trust me, the only people that he knows, that will understand it, that he knows them, is those who trust with all their heart. And they're not leaning onto their own understanding. They're not in the imagination of their own evil heart. They're nowhere near in the flesh, but they are, their thoughts is in obedience to Christ. They commit their works unto God because they believe what God called them to do. They believe what God said to them, because Jesus, when the disciples asked Jesus, what is the works of God? So believe on him who he sent. So you believe on him when he sent. So you believe that he sent you to do something. He believes that you are called to do something because we are called to be conformed into the image of Christ Jesus. So if Jesus was sent to do some work, hallelujah, that's the word, because Jesus told his disciples, and when they were trying to see him, my meat is different than yours. My meat is to do the will of you who sent me and to finish the work. He had to finish what he was believing God. He believed God, that God was going to raise him from the dead, that God sent him, that God had a purpose, because he was the living God. He was the visible image of the invisible God. So he believed himself. He believed what he said his will was. He knew it was going to come into life. But he was in human form then. And that's what we are. We are the Spirit of God living inside of us. He that's in us is greater than he is in the world. So if he lives within us, that means we can complete everything that he said. That means that we can go and do all things that he said we can do. That means that you have the victory in all things. But you have to trust God and believe it.
You have to just walk in it. You have to believe it. You have to know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Thank you. If you believe what God said, continue to walk in the greatness that he called you to walk in. Continue to trust him. Hallelujah. Continue to praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And know that he is there no matter what. I just pray that all of us come to the point where we just trust God in every area of our life. Just give it to him. Just believe. Don't worry about what no one else is believing. Don't worry about what no one else walk is about. We have to go through our own soul salvation. We have to walk this walk for ourselves because all of us is going to answer for the works that we done. And then what he said, you everybody's going to answer for the works and what they speak. You speak what you believe. Father God, I just ask you to forgive us for any words that we have spoken that was not of you, Father God. Any works that we have done that was not of you, Father God. Forgive us, Father God. Thank you for your mercy and grace, Father God. Give us the strength to continue to walk and to grow and to go inside of what you called us to do, Father God. Give us the belief anywhere where we have unbelief, Father God. Help us, Father God. Hallelujah. Because the only way we can do this work is if we believe it, Father God. Let us wholeheartedly believe it, Father God. Let us walk in faith and not by sight, Father God. Let us just manifest the fruits of the Spirit that you called us to manifest, Father God. Let us not be ashamed of being who you called us to be. It says, study to show yourself approved, a workman not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, Father God. Let us divide the word of truth. Let us walk in it, Father God. Let us not be ashamed of anything, as Adam was not ashamed before they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Father God. They were naked and were not ashamed, Father God. Let us lay before you, Father God. Let us present and lay down everything that hindering and harm us, Father God, any ill, anything that we have done or anything, places we have been or any habits that we are struggling to overcome, Father God, give us a trust you with all our heart, Father God, to know that you understand, that you know us because we trust you and that you are still using us and you are cleansing us, Father God, and the only way we can stay pure, Father God, before you, we stay in alignment with your will and we stay trusting you, Father God, and we stay not leaning off our own understanding to the imagination of our thoughts, Father God, trying to figure things out, Father God, because now we have renewed minds, Father God. We renewed our mind inside of you, Father God. We have renewed knowledge, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now we just operate in a good knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because when Adam ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, we operated in the evil knowledge, Father God. But now we are renewed in our knowledge. We're just operating in good knowledge. Hallelujah. So operating the good things that you have for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why when they were telling the parable about the seed and the sower, and then Luke 8, and they talking about the seed being sown, hallelujah, and a good tree, it says in Luke 8 and verse 15, it says, but that on the good ground are they which are in the island and good heart, having heard the word, kept it, bringing forth fruit with patience, Father God. Give us the strength to have a good ground, to bear fruit in the island and a good heart, hallelujah. Now we're in the good knowledge, we're in your good heart, Father God. We're operating the good of what you caused us to do, Father God. We are totally submitted to you, Father God. We're back to where you wanted us to be, Father God, and we have the patience, Father God, to go and endure everything that you called us for to do. Hallelujah. You are the victory in us, Father God. We have victory because we do all things through Christ Jesus, and we just thank you, Father God. We just thank you for loving us. We just thank you for giving us the strength. We thank you for being the great I am. We thank you for approving us. We thank you for choosing us. We thank you for anointing us, Father God. We thank you for the process that you take us through, Father God, and we thank you for your unconditional love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. I just thank you all for joining me tonight on God's Rooted Message. Hallelujah. God is putting the fire up under me, and I just thank you. I just pray that you receive him and you go deeper inside of him, and you just receive all the things that he's doing in your life and continue to trust him and know that he will never leave you nor forsake you, to know that you have the victory. Hallelujah. And you're part of the great I Am family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And just continue to praise him and worship
worship him and honor and adore him and allow your heart to be presented before him. Hallelujah. You have the victory. Hallelujah. Stop overthinking everything and allow God to be God in your life. And you shall have the victory in all things. Join me next time on God's Fruit and Mess. You have a blessed day. Hug love.